OFC Podcast Radio.
Welcome to OFC Podcast Radio, where every beat, every word, and every laugh is a celebration of our journey. Join Gina the Great, your joy curator, Farrah Hammond Freeman, the head honcho, and me, Queen Kaya, your soul sister. Stay tuned for a dose of melanated excellence right here on OFC Podcast Radio. But before we do anything else, we're going to bless our show and the kings and queens listening.
Blessed melanated rising, my people. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to our ancestors for creating another opportunity for us to be able to get together today. And I just ask that today's show, let it be very uplifting. Let it be fun. Let it be entertaining. But most importantly, let it be empowering to each and every one of our listeners as we send out that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, wealth, and peace to each and everyone who has tuned in today. Hotep, amen, ashe, aibobo! I'm just sharing what actually plays in my head when this is happening.
I mean, hey, sharing is caring.
And I care a lot. Gina the Great, how was your week?
My week was great. I really felt inspired this week. Mm. And not necessarily to do as much or as little. I felt good is what I'll say, right? So I'm in a mode of decluttering my space. And in doing so, it helps declutter my mind and what have you. And I kind of leveraged ChatGPT to help me build out a schedule. So I want to wake up earlier. I want to be a morning person.
The tool.
Yes. So I want to be a morning person, and I want to be efficient in the things that I do. And so it's not a hard and fast schedule. Like, I can deviate from what it is, but I wanted a blueprint, if you will. So it literally gave me what to do in the first, like, hour and a half of when you wake up.
Okay.
And and this came about because I was doing a lot of, like, waking up and going and starting to work right away, right?
So, and this is at what time you're getting – when you say – you
want like 8:30.
Okay.
Like, you know, between 8:30 and 8:45, and it's just like.
And you want to wake up earlier than that, is what you're saying.
I want to wake up like at 7. 7 was the goal for now. And if it gets early, it gets earlier, but let me just move my way up to 7. Because I need more time to not just wake up and go into work mode. And that it's just, I'm realizing that it's not mentally healthy at the end of the day. So this kind of breaks it down. It's like literally, okay, first 10 minutes, you wake up and just like. Just wake up, like, and brush your teeth, blah, 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 blah. And part of that, too, I want to put in my routine is a soft workout, meditation, appreciations and stuff, and stretching, because we do not stretch enough. The other day, I did a stretch. I was just like, this used to be easy. Why does everything hurt?
Wow. Yeah.
And sometimes you work out, you don't even think about stretching. And obviously, I've gotten enough injuries in the last 2-3 years from that. But yeah, so it gives me like a slot to work out, meditate, stretch, and then have breakfast. I'm not a huge breakfast person, but I think it's something I can use to like just have my hot, to like some tea, hot lemon and water. And then it's like your 15 minutes to just do a quick, clean reset.
Okay.
So that was the other thing, too. I had seen someone talk about in their household, and they have kids. They had younger kids. And at 7 p.m. every day, they do a house reset.
Okay.
I don't have kids and or anyone else. So whatever mess I do have in my house is me.
You.
I did that.
Yeah.
Unless I had people over the night before.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That's me.
Right.
And so sometimes, especially after you stop working, you're kind of like, I just want to sit on the couch and XYZ.
Yeah, you just want to
veg. But that's because I started my day just like wake up and then work.
Right, yeah.
So now I want to shift that where it's like, okay, you have that. Make sure your dishes are clean or whatever, what have you. Have my day and also my work day's kind of planned out from that too. Like try to keep, this part of your work to these hours.
Okay.
And have that certain consistency and like certain meetings, internal meetings should be between X time and that time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it won't be hard and fast. It won't always be that way. But I'm trying to see how my day feels when I get to put everything kind of in its space.
Yeah.
And that way you can kind of mentally know what your day is going to look like, you know?
You know what I think you could do really well with? You don't necessarily have to wake up this early, but remember I'm a part of a 5 a.m. club. Mm-hmm. There's a full like structure in terms, like literally like what you're saying. But it's like they give you like the steps. So it's like, you know, you get up right away, you get up and you work out immediately this is 5 a.m. So it's you want to kickstart your body. So you jump right out of bed and like you do some push-ups, you do something just to get yourself going. Hmm. And then you it's either you meditate or journal. I think I used to do both. I haven't done it since like sometime like mid last year. So you journal, you meditate, and then you put out like your affirmations and stuff like that. Like it's a whole thing that you do like before like 6:30 in the morning type of thing, like before six. It's like, but it's really to be very intentional. But it would break down like your whole day if you want, in terms of just how you operate.
Well, maybe the AI pulled it from that, because it's literally that. Like it's like when you wake up, that like it's saying in the first 10 minutes of wake up, it's like it's the freshening it up. So it's like brush your teeth or whatever. Okay, right. Then the next thing is like it's workout.
Okay, yeah. All right, so it's same type of thing.
Cool. Yeah. And then in the evening, it was, so there's one thing where I was just like, I want to make sure I connect with a loved one. So, you know, from 5 to 5:15, choose someone to connect with. Mm-hmm. More exercising.
Okay.
Shower, prepare. Then it tells you like the daily cleaning reset. Because again, what you did in the morning, it's probably from whatever you made breakfast with, you know, clean up after yourself and do that. But now this is like, okay, well, close the laptop, put your papers together, put it back in the space. Maybe today is a deep clean for one place or another, or like mop today, whatever that is, but like reset the home to where it is. So that was the thing too, is like I want my weekends to be my weekends,
right?
And normally, as we all know, like a Saturday is like the cleaning day. Wait, I just said this too, and I feel like I wonder if we spoke about this before. Anyway, I just got a deja vu. Right. Sorry. And it talks about personal time, and it talks about light stretches and the winding down, because there's the other thing too is like stopping devices at a decent amount of time before you go to sleep is very important. I don't do it, but I should. But anyway, so this schedule, I put it as my my wallpaper.
Okay.
On my laptop, so every time I can go back to it and have it be a reminder. Dope. And then what I wanted to do too is that once a month I want to do a deep clean of a specific space in my home. So that's going pretty good. It's going decent.
So far, so good.
And so that's how I'm like kicking off this year. And on a less deeper note, went into the office, and walking to the office is done. Like this is no longer the time.
The season. It's disgusting.
It's no longer the season.
I get so.
It was cold. It took me much longer because of the snow, sleet, and just like the wind. Just
navigating the to it.
The wind was so disrespectful. Mm. It was throwing off my whole chi. Mm-hmm. I got to the office and I was just like, I'm gonna go buy an Opus card and put some tickets on there. because we're not doing this again.
Right, yeah.
And this is how long I know I haven't taken a bus, because I got on the bus with this brand new Opus card and I'm putting it on the reader. Mm-hmm. And it's not doing anything. And I'm looking at the bus driver, I was like, I know I put things on that. And he just pointed to another reader. Mm. He's like, actually, we use this now. I was like, it's been a while.
I love taking public transit like a tourist. Like, yay, all right, what's happening here? Let's get on this REM. Let's get on this train.
Yeah, and so, I'm not a winter cyclist and I'm not a winter walker. It is what it is. Mm. But I will be leveraging that, because at least I'm lucky enough that the bus really goes right to the corner of where I work, and it comes to like Guy and Notre Dame, so it's really not that much of a walk from home either, depending on the day, because sometimes it's so cold. But I'm gonna leverage that. Farrah, how was your week?
This week it was it was like an up and down a little bit. So it started off like where I was just kind of, I couldn't put a finger on it. Like I wasn't upset or anything. I just wasn't feeling my regular zen. Like, you know, like, and you know, I work a lot and stuff like that. So I'm used to that kind of press, so to speak. But it's just that I just didn't feel my regular zen self, so to speak, you know? So then, I went into a meditation, and, in this dialogue with my spirit, because I do different types of meditations, actually. So sometimes it's just sit, relax, do some affirmations, you know, and just let my spirit level up. But then sometimes where I just need to talk, like I need to understand what's happening. So it was one of those more dialogue where I'm just like, what's happening, what it is. And then I am having a conversation. So I'll say stuff and then I'll wait and I'll get the answer and then I'll say some more stuff. So then in this case, it was like 3-day fast. And I was like, 3-day fast. That sounds dope. I've never done that before. And it's like, okay, cool. So then my instantly, I'm like, okay, well, I got some stuff coming up, but maybe I'll go to the retreat and just like chill out. Like, no, no, no. 3-day fast, you're going to continue doing what you're doing. Regular. Like, just do your thing. But no food at all for 3 days. Just water. Mm. I was like, dope. Okay. I'm in. So I think it was that night. I was like, that's it. I'm not, you know, I'm going to stop. Like, I think I hit the fast. Like, I started it. It would have been, yeah, as we were hearing it, technically, this morning, midnight, today, technically, is when I started it. So, yeah, so it's so far so good. I've been journaling it. I've been documenting it. As most know that I'm on a social media break. So in normal circumstances, I would have been like, you know, sharing stuff on social media and letting you guys know what's up. I've been just filming it. But not putting anything out really. But I do have a team that's actually going to be grabbing some stuff and putting it out eventually, but that's beyond the point. So it's a new experience. I'm feeling pretty cool about it. I'll definitely keep you guys posted on the development. So while I'm going through this whole fast process, I went to, an event that was being held by Desta, Cote de Neige, and some reps from Concordia. From the John Molson School of Business. Mm-hmm. And I went actually because, again, in this whole thing of not being on social media, my objective is to just be more present and to connect with my members more. Like, you know, connect with them, support what they're doing, be there. Like, you know, it's like not letting myself get distracted by social media because it's so much, like so much time is lost just checking stuff. So anyway, so I'm going to the event. So I go. So shout out to Gary Matthews, who's a OFC partner, who does all our computers and stuff like that. Shout out to Michelle Beckles, who's a OFC business owner, who does like massage therapy, sports massage therapy and stuff like that. Amazing sister. And shout out to George Grant, who's the owner of Brassard Bagel on the South Shore, and who's also obviously a business member of the OFC. There were some other entrepreneurs there as well from the community, so shout out to all you guys. But basically what it is they're putting out a new calendar, like a calendar where they're acknowledging a bunch of entrepreneurs from within the community who have been doing things. It was great to go out and to see people and to connect, but the irony is that it's like it was hosted by Desta and Cote de Neige and stuff like that, and like, you know, like I have a history with Desta in terms of the former administration. And just so everybody understands, like I have no issue or beef with, you know, the Desta of today, so to speak. But there's still something in my spirit that's unsettled, like because there's still a weird vibe. Like when I hear certain things and I see certain people, like there's still an energy.
Triggers.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, so I'm leaving now. I stay at the event as long as I could, because I really got to the point where I'm like, I can't be here anymore. Like, I just, you know, like, I mm-hmm. feel like, all right, you know, I came, I supported, I thing, and I'm going to go, you know, because I can't do fake, you know, like, yeah. That's just what it is. And if I'm not feeling right, I'm just not feeling right. So I'm like, all right. So I leave, but now I'm like, all right, well, everything for a reason. I'm fasting right now. This is my first day. I haven't eaten anything all day. It's now like 8 p.m. right? And I'm like, all right. Anyways.
However that calculates.
You know, however that calculates. But the whole point is, I'm going through the whole process and I'm like, okay, so we need to get to the bottom of this because I don't like the way this feels. Like, I really want to level up from it. So I put it out to the spirit. And what I came to understand in that is that, yes, I do need to transcend it. I do need to evolve from it. My spirit gave me the understanding of why it happened. So that is great. Like, that was something that for a long time I couldn't grasp, like why I went through what I went through there. But at the end of the day, it's why I feel away. It's just because I feel that my reputation was tarnished because of that circumstance, because when the whatever happened, I never like shared it what happened to me. Like, no one ever. So all the general understanding, especially from the people within the community, mm-hmm. was that I went into Burgundy and did something, like, you know, something wrong in Burgundy, and I had to be fired because of it. And so people see me and they still see, like, oh, that's the guy that tried to do something in Burgundy, and, you know, like that, but they caught him, you know. And so that's the vibe. And I'm like, that's what I don't like. I'm like, I don't like that. I don't like it, like, and it's I have a choice where I could either just be like, vags to tutor kind of thing, like just forget about all of them. But again, that's not genuinely how I feel because I have love for everybody. So I'm like, when I have to consciously be like, not F that person for whatever reason, I'm like, that's not me. I'm like, I don't want to feel like that. But at the same time, the battle is like, well, like, you don't need them as friends. You don't need to beg friends from anybody.
No.
You know? But at the same time, you just kind of want to just clear the energy. So anyways, I put that out there. And we'll see. we'll see how that goes. So that was pretty cool. And then the Friday, I can't talk about Friday. So that's what I did on the Thursday. And, you know, so that was the week. So basically, I'm excited for today's show. Today's show, we have an amazing Sister Karen from Keskia. Le Keskia, thank you very much. She has an amazing event coming up that it's very close to my heart because it's all about affirmations, all about planning, it's all about planting seeds for the future. So she's coming on today for us to, you know, talk about, you know, a little bit about her, about what she's doing, guys. So sit back, stay tuned. I'm looking forward to being able to connect her with you all who are tuned in today. So yeah, let's take a pause for the cause and we'll be back with Parlay with the People. If your goal is to purchase a car and to make the process as simple as possible, just get a car broker, guys. You just get a car broker. Big shout out to our homeboy, Hamsdale Jacques, the owner of hjcourtierauto.com. That's hjcourtierauto.com. If you're a small to medium-sized business and you're getting started and you're ready to go to that next level, what do you need? You need a phone line and you need a website. Think Mainstream Digicom. They got all your telecommunication needs checked. MainstreamDigicom.com. You're trying to get out on the web. You're trying to understand how to navigate through ads. Check out Java Logics for all your marketing, your digital marketing. Where would we be without Preston? I don't even know. Check out Java Logics. I give thanks to Preston for what he's done for the OFC. The amount of positive reviews we've gotten from all his referrals, we're proud to stand behind his work. Check out javalogics.com. No, it's not just because he's my brother. It's because you can't talk hip-hop in Montreal without saying M-City Solo. Guys, check out his latest project, In My Feels, available on mcitysolo.com. If it's not one of the hardest new EPs to hit Montreal, come and let me know. You already know. It's your boy, Faro, bigging up, mcitysolo.com. Keeping the culture alive. I gotta give thanks to West Can Folk Performing Company. For the last 40 years plus, they've been promoting our culture through song, drum, and dance, educating youth, the children, the seniors. Just check them out, westcanfolk.com. DeVito, WizKid, Burna Boy. Those are just some of the big names that's blessed Montreal thanks to Afrobeats Montreal. Definitely check out Afrobeats MTL for all concerts, show listings, everything that has to do with Afrobeats in the city. Check out Afrobeats MTL. One full circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub and Network. What does that mean? We're here for each other.
Parlay with the people.
And we're back. Oh man, this is awesome. So guys, so like we had mentioned at the top of the show, we have a queen with us today. That first of all, I'm really happy that I bunks up with her. We had connected.
That's bunks.
I said bunks up. Yeah, we bunks up. It was the first Carrie Mass, and I had seen one of my boys, longtime brethren. Shout out to Mark.
Malik.
You know what I mean? Oh yes, yeah, good boy Malik. You know, and I'd seen him, and it's been a minute since we had an opportunity to connect, but he was here with this queen, and they were presenting their product and their drink, and I was like, okay, this looks dope. I was like, this looks like some futuristic, this is what you need, it's a party in a bag. It sounds like it is what it is. So I am glad to have our queen, Karen.
And I was K like, for, you know, K
Que pour les intimes, que for the people that I like.
That's what's up. So, Queen Karen, so thank you for being a guest with us today on Parley with the People. Appreciate having you on here.
Thank you for having me. I, you know, brave the snow, the cold weather. Yeah. And I'm super excited to be here with you guys today.
Thank you. And man, it's cold weather, yo. It's a whole, it's like something, I don't know what it is. As I'm speaking right now, my feet are still cold. Like my feet stay cold for hours. Like it's,
for hours.
It's weird. I got a haircut today, and my feet were cold the whole time. Anyways. I'll digress on that. It's completely right.
It's bad blood circulation.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, I don't think that's just...
Okay.
Just because it's cold outside. Your feet shouldn't be cold the whole time.
Yeah, it's like, let's see how long they take while I'm here for them to thaw, but I'll keep you guys posted.
Or your iron is low.
Yeah. Which it really could be. Thank you, Queen. All right, good. See, learn something new every day. So, all right. So, as our listeners know, how we'd like to get down on the show. So, before we dive into the business and, you know, what we're here to promote, I'd like to take an opportunity to have you introduce yourself to the community for those who might not know who you are, your background, where you're coming from.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like Farrah was saying, my name is Karen. I basically am a Montreal native, born, raised in the West Island.
Woo, shout out to the West. Girl.
Thanks for coming out. I know the West Islanders don't like to leave the West Island.
Stop it. It's true, though. Yeah, until I moved to the South Shore, I was West Island all day.
Everything is far.
Yo, I'll stop at Dorval Max. I'm like, yo, I'll go up to Dorval, but anyways.
Dorval's still the West Island.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. It's the extremity. That's as far as I'm going. Anyways, yes. Shout out to the West.
So then I, you know, went to school, finished university, moved to Toronto, had, you know, fun time and was kind of searching for like a new direction. I wanted to kind of reinvent myself, and then something that I was not expecting, nor was the rest of the world, COVID hit. And I was far away from everybody, my family, from just everything that I knew. And a lot of mortality was happening in my family.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys were traveling, but they were serious about closing the borders. If you didn't have a Ontario or Quebec, you know, residence, you couldn't actually go to the other province.
Exactly,
And me and my panic, I was like, listen, if something goes down, I want to be close to my people.
Exactly.
Yep. So I moved back to Montreal.
Okay.
Yeah. Not knowing that, you know, spring of 2022, things would kind of go back to normal.
Right.
You know, winter, we were in lockdown. Everybody was like, you need to get vaccinated or you're going to die.
That's it.
But springtime, things kind of, you know, went back. Started going back to normal, and people were gathering. And I've always been a foodie. I'm a visual consumer. I'm a visual eater. I'm that type of person that will order something from a picture out of a menu. I'm that chick.
Yeah.
And my friends are always like, and the food never looks like the actual picture.
That part.
Yes, I'm that chick. So when that happened and my friends were slowly, you know, gathering and they were, you know, telling me, hey, like people are gathering, people are coming together and they want to have unique experiences.
That's it.
And they were like, you're that girl.
You are it.
You're that girl. You're that visionary, that creative that can make that happen. And that's how I came about starting Lucky Scale.
Yo, that is awesome. And I don't know if it's because you went to Toronto for a bit and you came back, but I have to commend you on your hustle. I find that you're on it. Like I meet a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business owners, obviously, with what I do. And I could tell those who are getting it. Like you're not just sitting back and waiting for opportunities. You're going after it. You know, so I don't know if it's because you were in Toronto or that's just innate in you. But I have to say, unfortunately, some of our Montreal brothers and sisters, they're not as hungry for certain things.
I was trying to understand the correlation.
Yeah, it's
because of Toronto. I'm just like,
yeah, no, because it's in Toronto, city. It's a different energy. When I go to Toronto, when I go to business, anybody in Toronto, it's a different energy. It's like, we're here to just get it, bro. Like, I'm not here for no much long talk. Let's just get it. And when you come to Montreal, it's not so much
but
getting it.
But you know
it.
The correlation, though. Like, Toronto has more of an American vibe to it, an American way of economy and market, and Quebec has still held a very European vibe of like, I'm gonna work, but I'm gonna live.
Right. I'm gonna have a good time. So Montreal is a great place to, you know, to live. But in terms of, you know, just breaking barriers, sometimes it's a little bit harder. But I do like. Anyways, I'm glad that you're here, though.
Thank you.
I'm glad you came back home. So now, so let's talk about the business. Let's talk about the inspiration behind. Well, now I understand that, you know, it was your calling to do this, but the creation itself of the drink, the packaging, the whole nine. Like, what was the inspiration behind that?
Okay, so like I was saying, it basically started in 2022, and people were really anal about, you know, everything being sanitary, kind of having their own thing. We didn't want to share food. We didn't want to share anything. And the pouches basically were a great way for people to have that experience. They could drink at home. They could drink with their friends. They could carry it. They could freeze it. They basically have so much versatility with the pouches. And at the same time, have, you know, something fun. And that's kind of how it came about. So at first, when I was trying to find like a recipe, I wanted to have something that was different. And at the time, I also was starting to explore with different things. So I was exploring with like molecular cocktails and dry ice and clear ice. And I was just like, okay, there's something coming together, but I couldn't have like the actual vision. And then I was, you know, giving out samples. I was giving out samples, getting people's feedback, kind of doing like my market research in a way. And then I met, so a friend of mine introduced me to her friend who had, she basically has a fried plantain business. And she introduced me to her vendor from China, and he was telling me all the possibilities with the pre-printed pouches and how I basically can start mass producing and also increase my shelf life just with the packaging. So you know, one thing kind of led to another, and then in 2024, April of 2024, I launched the actual pre-printed pouches. And I, you know, I kind of went out and showed people that, hey, you can have not only freshly pressed mocktails and cocktails, but you can also have the versatility of taking it if you don't want to drink it. Or you can also just, you know, poke it with a straw and drink it in one serving. And I think that that's really what people loved, because they, you know, there's, there are similar products on the market, but not like that. Yeah, definitely not like that. So you know,
snaps to you, queen. Snaps to you. Making your lane. I love it.
So I, you know, I'm still testing different things. I'm someone who I love innovation, and people drink all the time, but they're not, they don't really pay attention to what they're what they're drinking. And now, by, you know, making it more accessible, making the information more accessible as to what are the benefits of, you know, of eating or drinking ginger, or eating or drinking watermelon, or even, you know, different exotic fruits. Like, for example, a lot of our Caribbean people don't know what lychee is.
I love the lychee one. I was going, as you're speaking, I'm it's like, so that refreshing. Lychee drink was delicious.
It's so refreshing. And just exposing them to different flavors. Even the Quebecer population, a lot of them are not exposed to exotic fruits.
It's true.
Like, you know, passion fruit or dragon fruit, different fruits that we have back home, or even different types of mango. Like, a lot of people just see one mango and they don't realize that there's like hundreds of different types of mangoes that only grow in specific countries. So just being able to, you know, talk to people and expose people to my passion for, you know, eating healthy, but also, you know, you can spice things up a little bit and add a little bit of alcohol and still stay healthy. I think it's a perfect combination.
So, well, we need the help with the alcohol. You know, everyone's getting sick, so you just need, you need the alcohol to kill the germs.
That's it. It's, you know, to kill the germs.
And then if you're going to have it with the ginger, the fresh pressed juice. Kill the germ, refresh the body.
And sounds like a win-win.
And also make your immune system stronger, because ginger does that.
That's exactly it. Yo, to me, it's a win-win-win.
And watermelon hydrates very well.
Electrolytes. It's good also for us melanin people, because we definitely need those, what you may call it? Man, I have a brain fart.
Is it for our skin, body?
It's for the skin. It's definitely for the skin. It has basically the same benefits as electrolytes.
Okay,
so
got it.
So it, like, you know, it flushes your system, detoxes, all of that.
It replenishes your skin. All
it replenishes, absolutely.
And it's interesting because, you know, they're talking about, like, water not hydrating the way it should because of how we treat it, right? Yeah. So, like, even though you filter it, because we filter it out to take out the stuff that they put into it, whether it's the chlorine and whatever it is to clean it. Mm. But unlike spring water, unlike coconut water, unlike water where, like, the electrolytes are added back in, you're not actually hydrating yourself. So a lot of people are like, I drink all this water, but I'm still dehydrated. Mm-hmm. And people are literally going to do a test and, like, I'm still dehydrated. And it's just like, no, you need to shift to drinking the watermelons, drinking the pineapples, drinking those different things. So, I mean, you make mocktails too. So if alcohol is not your thing, you still have the other options and to hydrate too. So you get the party trend and health at the same time.
Well, I talk to my water, so you guys know I'm out here. I tell it what I need for it to do for me. So I just be talking this water all day, and I put crystals in it. Because I know the water is well beat up. So look,
You gotta liven it back up.
Yo, I have to give it life. You have to speak life into it, especially you guys know we're like 80% water, right? Let's keep 100. So the inspiration behind the name now. How did you come up with the name? What is the meaning behind the name?
So I am of Haitian origin, born here, but my parents are Haitian. Mm-hmm. And the island actually, prior to it being colonized, was called Aitsi Boyo Kiskeya. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that is the name that the original, like, aboriginals gave the island, and Kiskeya means mother of earth.
Oh.
So because I am using basically the fruits that are, you know, of mother of earth is giving us, I thought it was just fitting.
Yes.
And it basically is also an homage to my culture, my background, where I'm coming from. And it's a great conversation starter, honestly, because a lot of people are like, they can't say, they're like, what is going on?
I think
what
it's maybe fitting to have that name in Quebec too.
Right?
Kiskeya. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people are always like, they always start with a joke. They're like, oh my, and then they're like, oh my god, that's so deep.
I know I had asked you in the past, that's why I wanted you to share it with the people, just so you know, so that one, that they could remember when they're like, Kiskeya, that's, now I know what it's for and why. But also the significance, I found it was really important just to tie it back to the roots, to the culture, you know. So now we have some stuff coming up, right? So if we could double down, and because we want the community to come on out, so let's talk about it. So what do we have coming out? You have a tasting, you have an event. Let's talk.
Yes. So on January 8th, we are actually curating a vision board event.
Okay.
However, it is not just a creative event or some you know, like a space where people can put their visions onto a Canva or onto a board. Mm-hmm. It really is an intentional event where we are having professionals come and talk to us, from our finances to our well-being to also our intentionality. So one thing that I am very, I don't want to say knowledgeable, but I'm pushing a lot on is financial independence. I'm pushing that a lot, especially for our community, because unfortunately, we are not as knowledgeable as we should be in order to survive in this economy, but also to ensure that our children and our great-grandchildren survive going forward. So we are going to have a financial expert. She's basically a financial advisor that will be talking to us on how to set ourselves up for financial independence in the next 10 years.
I love that.
Awesome. Just repeat the date, because I think you might have said January 8th, which would have been...
Oh, no, 18th.
Oh, 18th.
Yes,
okay.
January 18th. Sorry if I said the 8th.
Yeah, you just did. And in my head, I was like, what is the date today? You said that, and I lost track of myself. I was like,
I misspoke. January 18th, guys.
good.
January 18th. You still have time to go get your ticket.
Okay, good. All right, good. So that's coming up. Yeah. So, one, I love that. I love it on so many levels. I love being intentional. I love putting out affirmations. I love, like, I find as a human species, we waste that power that we have. We take it for granted almost. Like, you know, we aren't intentional, and then life just keeps hitting us and we're like, we don't know why it's happening. But it's like, no, actually you're thinking in the wrong direction and you're constantly creating for yourself, but you're not doing it intentionally. Yeah. Right? So what you're doing is you created a space where people can now be intentional about planning. And I love that. And so you said we're talking finance, we're talking health.
We're talking health. So a lot of times we think that, you know, health is just what we eat, mm-hmm. but health is everything. It's what we put on our skin. Mm. It's what we put on our hair. It's what we put on our fingernails also. Word. It's everything, right? Yeah. Because every single part of our body is alive.
Right.
So we are going to have Nifi. She mm-hmm. is basically the owner of Nifi Signature.
Okay.
And she has natural beauty products and skin products. And she is basically going to talk to us about how we can... she's going to give us a tool basically on how to maintain or also increase our beauty health.
Ooh.
Yes. And
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, and also beauty health is not just for women. Fellas.
Girl, you see?
Everything that you put on your body affects your health as well.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is an event for men and women?
Yes.
Okay. I had to ask because I was like, is it going to be a girly thing?
No.
Sometimes it's like just for women. What, Gina? It doesn't happen?
No, I want to understand where you got girly thing from what she said.
Yo,
because you have no hair?
Huh?
You don't have hair?
No, I guess it was just what I pictured in my head. When you started talking about, you know, like the different things, skin, hair, I was like, is this a girl and a woman thing?
Oh, no, because you have no skin or hair.
Yo, I don't know why, Gina, okay? That's just, you're asking me my thought process and I'm giving it to you.
I don't know why you're
if you want to, you want to double down?
Okay, sure. Yelling at me.
You know, I yell at you all the time, Gina. I can't help it. Like, so now we're in person. See you on the screens.
I want to just tangent on that, talking about all the things that we put on our hair and on our skin.
Our nails.
Yes, and our nails.
Because men do that too. So crazy.
Yeah, isn't it? So to that point, I want to say that because especially now for the women and the men who do it too, you're braiding hair. Like I did hear that there's I think it's a black owned company and they're starting to come out with braiding hair made out of bamboo because the amount of chemicals that they're finding in that kinecolon that we keep buying that's seeping into our skin and drying out our hair, because your hair is alive, by the way. They say they're dead cells, they're not, it's cells. Drying out your skin and seeping into your body too. Like, we really need to start focusing on what it is that we put in and on our bodies.
Absolutely.
So now, can you paint a picture for me? Because now when I hear we're going to be creating vision boards, like, are we sticking stuff on a board? Are we coming? Are we getting Bristol board? Are we, like, I am, can you walk me through the
Absolutely.
Event?
Absolutely. Yeah. So yes, we are going to be sticking things on boards, but it's more than that.
Oh my God.
It's basically. Magazines.
Jesus Christ.
It's terrible.
As you just said, I was like, there was something I was supposed to bring for you. Yo, there's a lot going on, sister. Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay.
I digress. Sorry. We'll make it work. Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
Are you doing virtual vision boards too?
No, it's in person.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, as in, like, if someone brings their laptop, can they do a virtual?
Sure. For sure. Because now I think that a lot of people, I can even show you guys, I kind of have one on my screen saver. And I think that a lot of people like the idea of having it either on their phones or their laptop, because we're always on it, right? So to have that daily reminder of what your goals are and what tools you need to achieve those goals, it's a great way to do it. But we're going to do it the traditional way, so we'll have our boards, our magazines, and we will be cutting out images, words, motivational proverbs or words that really speak to us and resonate with us, in order to motivate us, but also in order to align us for 2025. I think that is the word of the year for me. It's alignment. Knowing exactly what your vision is, knowing what direction to take, because if you don't have a clear vision, you'll never be able to achieve your goals.
100%.
You're going to be, you know, running in circles and wasting time. But once you really, you know, take the time to know what you want, envision it, and then not only be able to verbalize it, but also see it.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
See it. That is how you will be able to manifest what your desires are.
100%.
And that's why I'm inviting everybody on January 18th at 1 p.m. to basically come on down. The tickets are on Eventbrite. It's in the West Island. But trust me, it is so accessible. It's so accessible. It's ridiculous. It's right off. It's right off Sources exit.
Okay.
Literally.
Right off. So coming from the 20 or the 40?
Any
well, if way. So when we're all, when
so on the 20, obviously not, okay. But on the 40,
right.
It's right there. But if you take the 20 Sources, you go all the way down to the 40.
Okay, right.
And
so just look. Location?
Yeah. So it's 211 Regis, St. Regis Street.
Okay.
And
it's a hall, a restaurant.
It's a hall.
Okay.
It's in Dollar de Zarmo. And it's starting at 1 p.m.
1
p.m. sharp.
Okay.
Yes.
So arrive for 12:30?
As you wish. The doors will be open.
All right.
The doors will be open. All the material is included. Food also is included. It's going to be catered by our amazing Dress Cooking. So if you like Southern food, if you like food that is not only nourishing for your you know, your soul, but for your body, she's an amazing caterer. She will be catering our event. And of course, we'll also have some mocktails and cocktails. I know that it's dry January, but some people are not doing it. So we want to give
what's
them
dry January?
Oh, January is no alcohol for January.
Why?
Because after all the parties that you've had in December, there's a lot of detox needed. I used to do that all the time until I kind of am pretty much dry most of the year.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, shit, I'm kind of dry all the time, so I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm checking my agenda right now because I'm coming. Hold on. What? 1 p.m. Yes. I am coming. It's 1 till what?
So it's 1 till 4.
Okay, cool. All right. That's c'est pas cool.
What's the event called that they need to find on Eventbrite?
Yes. So it's called Manifest This 2025.
Manifest This 2025. Yes. Dope. And cost for tickets?
Yeah. So cost for tickets are $45. And you can pay directly on Eventbrite.
Can you pay at the door too? See, yes,
yeah, you can pay at the door. Okay. We're equipped, you know, if you don't have cash, you want to pay with a debit or credit card, we definitely can take your payment.
Contact info, so how people could reach you, connect with you, how do they?
Yes, so they can reach us directly via our Instagram. So our Instagram is Le Quisqueya, I'll spell it out. It's L-E-K-I-S-K-E-Y-A. Or you can call us directly at 438-812-6267. And also,
Hold on. You're going to have to repeat that number one more time. You
know,
when people are listening, because sometimes, they're not ready for the number.
All right, get ready.
Okay.
All right, get your phones out.
Yeah, trust me. They should be ready by now. Okay, go. All right,
438-812-6267.
Good.
And by email. So it's info@lekiskeya, lekiskeya.com.
Kiskeya. Kiskeya.
Yes.
Kiskeya. Okay. Yeah, shoot. I got it now. But so as you are a member of the OFC community, you know, we are here and we're dedicated to supporting our members and uplifting our members. So let me ask you. How now, in addition to coming out to this event, right? Because that basically that's at the base, everybody should be coming out to want to support, but also just to plan for our future. I think this is what you're doing is bang on. And even listening to you speak at the beginning of the interview, like our vision, our values are very much in line in terms of establishing things for the future generation. But now, in the present, in the right now, as a community, how can we support you? And if I had to ask, like, what you have found as challenges as an entrepreneur coming up?
Good question.
Thanks.
Great question. So, I think that, okay, it's completely in correlation with the event. But for me personally, my greatest challenge is conquering my mind. Yeah, that's my greatest challenge. I think that we are in a developed country, and yes, some resources may be harder to access, but I don't think that it's impossible.
Right.
So that's why I say that everything starts with oneself. And for me, that's what it was. It, like, you know, the limiting beliefs, the self-doubt, all of that. So I had to do work on myself. But as a community, I think that if you see someone struggling, don't hesitate to help.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes we're afraid of the rejection, even though we're doing something good. And I know that I've had that because I do have the takeover spirit sometimes. Like, I'm like, what do you need? I can help you, whatever it is. And then I kind of have to, you know,
fall back.
I have to fall back and be like, when you need help, let me know.
That's what's up.
But also, I think that that's really important. So as a community so far, I think that everyone has, you know, they have like their talents, they have their businesses, they have certain resources. But I think that not being gatekeepers and just being open and giving genuinely. I think that if people are just less concerned about preserving the little bit that they have, they'll actually gain way more.
Yeah. Dang it. No, I swear I just said that to somebody yesterday. So that it's really awesome to hear you saying that. It's like, it is something that as a people, unfortunately, like we've developed this thing now where we really don't want to get involved. We don't like we'll turn a blind eye, and it's sad almost, right? Where it's just like, yo, no, we really have to see, come back to humanity, see ourselves in each other again. Like, you know, like we say it all the time, do unto others as you want done. Like, if you know, you want the help, you need the help. Like, it's like you want to give the help and get the help, you know. So that's I like that. So if I'm to reiterate, as a community, because now I guess, well, what you just said was in general, like what we can do as a community. So now, if we want to be specific to empowering your business and what you're doing, how now can we double down and support you?
Okay. So for me, it would be finding the proper resources to grow financially.
Okay.
So meaning finding the funding, finding the, you know, whether they're like loans or grants, just being properly prepared. I think that having the training to pitch properly, to know exactly how to customize my pitch for every contest, for every grant, for every financial institution, and just go there so confidently because I know that my pitch is
crush
precisely what they're looking for.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so now, have you connected with Ryan yet? Ryan Knight?
Yes?
Yeah. Good, because that's it. That's I as you're speaking, I was like, okay, what resources do we have as partners and within the community? Yes, it's Ryan. Okay, so far so good, or you've been so
And it was towards the end of the year also,
right?
So now I'm definitely gonna, you know, follow up and
Because guys, as you're listening, if you're looking for financing, looking for access to funds, it is our boy Ryan, Ryan Knight from ACBN, based in Ontario, but definitely we could leverage, you know, and get access to some capital.
I'm gonna jump in because while we were talking, I was here feverishly looking for this event, and I was trying to find Manifest This 2025, and it was giving me like three different events on Eventbrite. So for those listening, if you go to Le Quisquea, so your IG, you'll see a link to that. You'll see the link and you'll see a posting on it.
It's in the bio,
It's in the bio. And then when I did, when I clicked it, it's created in Eventbrite as Create Your Future One Vision at a Time. So that's the title that's pulling up. The other title, like Manifest This 2025, there's like three other people doing something on the same day.
Gina the Great. You see what she be doing?
Create your own vision, create your future one vision at a time on Eventbrite. You'll be able to find it, and you'll find the event that starts at 1 p.m. So,
So this is dope, but good. So now we know as a community, you're looking for funding. So guys, again, anybody listening out there who has access, let's make it happen. Now, how we like to tie up or wrap up our interviews is giving our guests an opportunity to empower the community with some words of empowerment. Do you have any words you'd like to leave with us, sir?
Yes. So for the community, you know, Montreal at large, I would say only believe in what God has planted in your heart. Don't think don't, you know, try to understand or rationalize what you feel. What you feel is valid, and it's there for a reason. So really just feel and trust what you feel.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you, Queen. Well, thank you for the inspiration. Thank you again, just well, for coming back home. It's good to have you. You know, and just for what you want to do for the people. I really am. I'm looking forward to seeing your growth. I'm looking forward to seeing the expansion of what you're doing. You're coming with the right energy, with the right spirit. So I'm really I'm looking forward to just seeing the awesomeness that the future has in store for you. You know, so that's really what it is. So now, guys, as we're preparing to wrap up, this has been another awesome Parley with the People, and we're going to take a pause for the cause, and then we'll be back with Ungrind My Gears with Gina the Great.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Actually, it's time to ungrind those gears. Let's get into some interesting facts, tips, and a whole lot of fun with Gina the Great.
But the facts are going on. Have you heard of IFA?
IFA?
IFA.
It sounds familiar, but...
And it's 16 principles. So IFA is a divination system and religious text in the Yoruba religion, originating from Yoruba land in West Africa. It originates within the traditional religion of Yoruba people, and it also practices at... It is also practiced excuse me, by followers of West African and African diaspora religions like Cuba, Santeria. Is it Ifa or Ifa?
Mm.
Now that I'm saying it, it's Ifa. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Ifa. Okay. I wasn't too sure for a second.
I think she's also a divinity, like a goddess or something.
An Orisha?
Orisha is... Okay, I'll get into that.
All right, cool.
We'll get into that. So IFA is an ancient divination system originating from the Yoruba people of West Africa, particularly in the present-day Nigeria. Initially, IFA was an integral part of the Yoruba oral literature, passed down through generations via word of mouth. However, over time, the oral tradition of Odu IFA evolved into sacred text, it incorporating elements of religion and spirituality. This explored the transformation of IFA from an oral divination system to a revered religious text. Oral literature and the early IFA tradition in the early days of Yoruba civilization, IFA was an essential component of oral literature. The system relied on the memorization and recitation of sacred poems, stories, proverbs, that were known as the Odu IFA. These oral traditions were passed down through generations of IFA priests known as Babalowo, who would recite and interpret the Odu for individuals seeking guidance, wisdom, or insight into the future. So IFA contains various kinds of topics such as offerings, civilization, enlightenment, knowledge, science, technology, space exploration, wisdom, music, prophecy, divination, philosophy, theology, metaphysics. Like I'm going to name them all because it's pretty much everything. But
I was like, it sounds like everything. But
Epistolomy.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, because we all wondered, like, how did the pyramids get here? How come, you know, there was the Great Wall of West Africa was, I think it's multiple times longer than the Great Wall of China, by the way. But anyway, okay. So prophecy. Symbolism, numerology, astrology, ethics, ontology, meditation, ancestor reverence, physics, chemistry, biology, astronomy, mathematics, logic, medicine, botany, social science, humanity, sociology, physiology, politics, government, economics, poetry, history, story, proverbs, truth, religion, etc.
Woo! And there's an etc.
And there's an etc. Basically, I think I could have just summed that up as way of life.
Yes.
The Odu IFA corpus consists of 256 sacred poems, each associated with a specific set of symbols known as the Ikin IFA. These symbols are used to divine the future, understand the present, and interpret the past. The Odu IFA poems contain a wealth of knowledge, including myths, legends, historical events, and philosophical teachings. The transition of sacred texts as Yoruba society evolved, the oral tradition of Odu IFA began to take more of a formalized written form. This transition was facilitated by the influence of modern society stranded, which introduced the concept of written scripture to the Yoruba culture. I say that to say because colonialism actually started in the 1880s, right, in West Africa. And as they said, this was a oral, this was passed down orally. So, you know, that's how we kept tradition alive. But earliest text of this ideology was found between circa 1727 and 1823 in the kingdom of Dohemi. And I say that to say perhaps some of the... I'm not saying this to be disrespectful, but some of the religions that were passed down to us through colonialism were not made for us. And so and we were very much taught like the stuff that we used to do that's voodoo, that's for the devil, and that's of this, that, and the third. Yep. When really it was about appreciating and understanding that like life is meant to be happy and life is meant to be appreciating that everything that is all around you. And so with that, there are the 16 rules of Ifa, and they go as follows. There is a single God. There is no devil. Except for the day you were born and the day that you're supposed to die, there is no single event in your life that cannot be forecast and or necessarily changed. It is your birthright to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. I'm going to just say that one more time.
Reel up.
Number four is, it is your birthright to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. Five, you should grow and obtain wisdom during the process. Six, you are reborn through your blood relatives. Seven, heaven is our home and earth is the marketplace. We are in constant passing between the two. So again, earth is our playground.
Yeah.
We come here to learn. We come here to have fun and live life. Manifest like, it doesn't have to be this... gloom and doom place of things. Eight, you are part of the universe in literal, not figurative way. Nine, you must never initiate harm to another human being. 10, you must never harm the universe of which you are a part. 11, your temporal and spiritual capacities must work together. 12, you are
born... temporal?
Your temporal and your spiritual.
What does that mean?
Temporal. Let me get you an actual definition so that I don't.
I'm listening attentively, you know. I'm like, yo, I want to apply this to my life.
Worldly, yeah. So, like temporarily, like, yeah. It's your worldly, your worldly.
Okay.
As you guys know, I still have a little bit of cough and I can't even say words properly. I'm still congested a bit. Number 12, you were born with a specific... What was that now?
No, it's never ending. It's been like 3 years you had this cough. It's the craziest cough.
No, honestly, it's been the whole year 2024. I'm not going to lie.
I know, Gina. I see you every week.
Like, I'm really tired of this. Number 12. Well, let's go back to the... What was that? You should never initiate harm to... number 12, you are born with a specific path. It is your goal to travel in it. Divination provides you a roadmap. 13, our ancestors exist and must be honored. 14, sacrifice guarantees success. 15, the Orisha lives within us. And 16, you need have no fear.
Woo! Yo.
And so I want to go back to 15 where it says the Orisha lives within us. So Orisha, also known as Orisa and Orishas, there are supernatural entities usually referred to as deities in the Yoruba religion of West Africa. Though they are actually emanations of or avatars of supreme beings of the supreme being Olodumare. Their number is usually given as 400 plus 1 as a kind of shorthand of saying without numbers or innumerable. So those were the 16 truth of Ifa and a bit of the history of the Ifa teachings and or religion.
You know, when we trace our bloodline, we go back to the Yoruba tribe as well.
I know.
And you know, my dad, so all our grandfathers, right? Okay, yeah, because my dad's dad would be your dad's dad too, right? Right.
Our grandfather, yeah. Kochi, yeah.
He is a Shango.
Shango Baptist.
Shango Baptist. And so Shango is a very powerful deity. He is the lord of like fire and and the axes. We have our two axes that symbolizes. And then the balance of that is Obatala. Those are the two that come to me all the time.
No, Shango is lightning, and Shango is a fire. I guess you can say that too, but is lightning. In the Viking, they called them Thor.
Mm-hmm.
The Haitians call them.
It's funny, actually. Somebody even told me that the Marvel character is based off of Shango.
The Marvel character?
Thor?
Oh, Thor, sorry. You know what? You said Marvel, and in my head I heard Mortal... Like, in my head I said Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
and I was
shoot.
Thinking of Raiden.
Raiden. Right.
Yeah.
So we have it in our roots. It's in, and I actually
Ogun. That's who he is in Haitian.
Mm.
He is Ogu Shango. Well, it's still Shango, but it's Ogun.
Yeah. And it's funny because I do, and you know, and acknowledging our ancestors, I do feel that it does run in us, like the, because there's a certain energy that comes from Shango, and I think not the challenge, but a part of our life experience is balancing the two. Not, you know, like being able to have that passion that you need, but still being able to do it with love on your lips and still being able to, you know, like, I think that's the journey that we're on, is balancing that
absolutely
aggression and thing. But that's awesome, man.
And, quite honestly, like, I understand that today we think of Yoruba as a Nigerian tribe, but, really it was West Africa, right? Like, so, the borders of Nigeria today were not the borders of yesteryear.
Mm.
And so a lot of the diaspora who are in North America, this is what we followed, right? Whether you say that, whether you think you're from Nigeria or Ghana or whatever West African country, again, it didn't have these same borders. This was just how a people moved within a region of West Africa.
Yeah, now I'm wondering the commandments, the Ten Commandments, in comparison to the 16, what are they called then?
Rules.
16 rules?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if Christians have ever had that conversation, you know, like, about the Ten Commandments and some origins and, look at stuff like this, you know, these 16 rules and...
Well, when I'm looking at the Ten Commandments, the only thing that is in common is, like, I mean, you shall have no other gods before me. I mean, in terms of, like, I guess that could be,
but even that's kind of weird, because I remember my mom, like, the way she broke that down is like, I'm a jealous god and you will have no other god before me, kind
which
of
is
thing.
Crazy.
And I'm like, I find that term kind of weird for God.
Like, yeah, no, but in the Bible it says God was, well, he was like, he was jealous and angry.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, what? How? How can God
but, be jealous yeah. Let's not get started.
I know. I could deep dive. And again, and to all my Christian brothers and sisters, it's all love. It's not the knock to knock the religion, because I'm definitely.
Although you know, you shall not murder. Maybe that's definitely one that
matches.
But everything else.
I don't know. You know, I just feel we're in an era that, like, we should really be striving for one, going back to as far back to our roots as possible, because
as far
Christianity, back, yeah. we cannot be ignorant to the fact of. Like, we know how it was spread around the world. We know who brought it up. Like, it's like we're in an era now where it's like,
and what they wrote and how they wrote it was for the control of a peuple, right? It was a control of a people.
That's it.
And it had to resonate with fear,
mm-hmm.
with the idea. Okay.
We can deep dive on the show. Sorry.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I'm listening. You know, I am of Christian faith,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not knowledgeable on like African spirituality.
Uh-huh.
But I think that across the board, irrespective of the religion, mm-hmm. there are certain fundamentals,
exactly.
right?
Like, yep.
Don't kill, mm-hmm. don't cheat, do unto others That's as you it. Would want done unto you,
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, try to be a good person.
That's exactly
that, and that's ultimately board,
that's,
it.
That's really
kind
it.
Of like the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. But
and when you put at the baseline that God is supposed to be love, like everything else in there, because again, I say that it's not a direct it's not a dig to Christianity in a whole. It has principles that are correct, but it's a dig to those who created or who use it to manipulate.
Mm, yeah.
Religion, and then all these wars, different versions like, that were copied down and rewritten, and that were not of God, and that were not of Christ-like mind, Christ-like consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
when you take the real stuff of like, and I had a friend, she said she'd be doing certain things, and like technically from a Bible perspective, it was a sin. But she's like, but like, I feel good in this, and like, I don't feel bad in this. So like, if I'm made in your image, and if you put me here to be able to have a life of happiness and health, like something's not right. Something's not correlating with you just telling me that, you know, eating an apple is a sin kind of thing, you know?
I mean, and you have that reflection and thought process as a, you know, woman living in 2025 with agency over your life, with body autonomy, with financial independence. And we are now trying to process information that was written or that was also heard, because the Bible is not written by God. It's basically inspired by God.
And interpreted by men.
And that's why we have so many divisions, right? Because of different interpretations.
Right.
So I think that for me, the most important thing are those principles, because of all the different nuances, right? Like, you could read something, we could be reading the exact same thing, and our interpretation is completely different.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The same way that some, you know, some people, they'll kind of pick and choose what they want. It's like, yeah, it says don't do that, but this is more important, Like, yeah, you know, it, like, it's written in the Bible, but it was a different time, so it doesn't apply. 100%. But this actually applies across the board. God never changes. It's like, okay, but doesn't he change? Why does he change there, but he doesn't? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's like, it's human nature also that plays into it, right?
And you like, and you'll adjust things to make it true for you in the moment of it that that you're in, right? I try not to interweave in it, but I think it's a necessary conversation to have, because when I do talk about coming across Ifa and talking about where we are today, I just want to my what my takeaway from it is, take from it what you feel is good, leave from it what you what makes you feel bad. You know, this the whole idea of feeling shame, fear, lack of confidence, all these are, leave that alone. That is not of God. And so when you reading it, if it makes you feel good, take it in. If it doesn't,
you know, it's funny, because that's how I see all religions. And it's like, because I was, a devout Christian for years coming up. And because I feel like I was blessed to have the opportunity to, you know, be with my granny, who was Catholic. And then, you know, mommy, just who was Seventh-day Adventist. And then my mom, who was a Pentecostal Christian. And then being in that, and then my dad, who's Muslim. Right? Like, so, and now I'm like just a spiritualist. I find like it gives me an appreciation for all religions. It gives me a respect for people, because I understand where people are at and what they need. And basically, like you just said, it's like you take what you need. And if, like, so if where you're at, basically, you know, having Jesus Christ in your life as your guide and your savior is what gives you that strength, yo, go with that, bro. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, and it's, I find where it becomes just counter intuitive is when we start to battle each other based off of religion. Because it's like, what are you saying? Like, just because I, like, you know, I'm from a different part of the world, so obviously I'm Muslim, and this is what it, but now you're Christian, and it's like, and now we're beefing. And it's like, how is that? That's not of God on either side, right?
So, and that's why I always put the caveat of like, oh, I'm not gonna get into this, because I, and it was, and the no disrespect, because it's what I'm saying is not to have to take, it's not have to break, it's not to bring down your beliefs, but it's just again to enrich otherwise. So I'm gonna jump into some job alerts. I came across two postings. The Canadian government is hiring.
Whoa, for prime minister?
He said, "Whoa." Is there a vacancy? There sure is. But in these times, and in a time where it seems like the market is starting to, you know, buzz again, there are a bunch of government of Canada jobs in administration that are available right now, with salaries that can start at $74,000. And you can get hired without a post-secondary degree. With a little experience in high-paying jobs.
I'm wondering, so, is that good, though? Do we want people with not post-secondary degrees working for the government?
Are you trying to say someone with a high school diploma can't work for the government?
I'm asking the question, because certain corporations I do business with, they're not going to hire somebody right out of high school. So you tell me the government is like, first high school, come on.
Yeah, but my thing is that why wouldn't you hire someone out of high school? And, like,
just based off of what you learn in college. There's certain experience, and again, when, not to knock high school students who are going after it. I'm like, yo, go for it. I'm just
I'm speaking as somebody who did SageUp and university, mm-hmm. and who built a whole career that had nothing to do with either of what I studied.
Okay, right.
So it's not to say that, I mean, okay, if you're gonna operate on me, mm-hmm. I'm gonna need you to have the proper things. But these are for administration positions. I'm just saying, if you have the proper government's important acumen,
government's important. I'm just saying. And so yes, you're gonna be a doctor and you want to make sure you have. But you're gonna run our country. You're gonna do administration to make sure things are right.
No, I'm sorry. When I said administrative roles, again, this is not the okay, prime minister.
True, you're right.
This is literally an administrative assistant.
Right. You could be a secretary. You're true. You're so true. Facts. All right, fine.
I don't know if I love how you're going.
What? Okay, I'm with you, G. Go ahead.
Some of those jobs are administrative assistant for the Global Affairs of Canada, admin assistant. Well, they're all admin assistant or clerical positions. Mm-hmm. But again, these are positions that are paying, that's starting at $74,000. So go have a look at that. Go on the site of the Government of Canada. Look at the jobs that they have.
Send me the link after too. We'll put it on the page too.
Oh, you now we want to share the link.
Oh, okay. Man, see.
Just to know, I did find this on Narcity. So Narcity posts things that are in Canada and posts things that are in Quebec as well. I think there's Narcity Quebec or whatnot. Also, the CBSA is looking to hire. So the Border Service officers are hiring, and you can start at $90,000 for the training program. So a Border Service Officer Training Developmental Program. The salaries start at $90,000, so they're also hiring. They say starting at $90,000, but then there's another note that says it's like $78,000 to $87,000. Either way, it's a career that you can start if you're looking for...
That's good money. Yeah, what are you talking about?
If you're looking for some career change, or if you're looking for work as it stands, that was posted recently.
Would you ever get involved in politics?
If I would get involved in politics? No. Here's to say, I'm not going to say never. It's not right now.
No, I didn't think right now. I'm just saying, you know, that I fit too, because it's something like, you know, because like politics, the reason I ask is like politics usually, it's like you have a certain character for politics. You know,
you need
like,
charisma, but I think that's part of the problem. Not to the Donald Trump spectrum of it, but I think politics focuses too much on people who have charisma, mm-hmm. because people who are charismatic are people who are able to
sell.
I was gonna say manipulate. Damn. So it's really about the intent of the person. So being charismatic is great, and it is necessary, because unfortunately, if you have good intentions and you're not very charismatic, like, it's not something that's very palatable to the people.
Correct.
But if you have good intentions and charisma, then yes, I do agree that that's an avenue for you to be able to take. Right now, I'm in my selfish era, and I'm in my era of wanting to, like, what makes me happy is like traveling, and I just want to take in a whole lot more about cultures. And then perhaps at some point in time in my life when I can explore those different things and kind of take back what, like, this really was good for this people, and this was really good for these people, and then hopefully that's something I can take back. Maybe it's in Canada, maybe it's not. Who's to know? I don't have trivia today.
What?
I have something else.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, that's why I stayed.
I know, right?
He sold me on the trivia. Yeah. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to trivia every week.
I mean,
although I lose badly every week. I don't know what's happening.
I could do a trivia, but I came across this game where it's Say the Same Thing game. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
So on the count of three, everyone says a word.
Okay.
And then you're going to try to find what correlates in that word so that eventually we will inherently say the same word.
What? Okay, let's test it, because it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I've read that it's easier when it's two people, but we're going to just challenge ourselves. All
right.
And we're going to do it for three people.
Okay. I'm game.
And I've never played it before, so this is a first time for everyone.
Okay.
And, all right. After 3, 2, 1, you guys say
a word. Oh, so any word,
any word.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm going to give you guys a couple of seconds to think of a word.
Wait. Can we at least, like, maybe have, you know, a little bit of help. Like a word that starts with the letter C or that ends.
I feel like I have so many questions.
Let's just try the word.
Okay, any word. Any word. Okay.
This is pass or fail. It doesn't actually doesn't even about this. It's just not having
okay.
fun.
Okay. All right. True. Okay. True. Okay.
Three, two, one.
Abundant.
Bicycle.
Dalmatians.
Okay. Now we have to find a correlation between bicycle, Dalmatians, and abundance. I think this is why it gets difficult at three people.
That's your game.
But even at two, she said abundance, I said Dalmatians. How?
Dalmatians and abundance, I would think like 101 Dalmatians.
Well, that's what came to my mind too, actually.
See, and even at that, then if you were kind of at that too, you would have came to, you guys would have said that at the same
but
time.
I thought it was one word.
Yes. Or maybe you would have said 101.
Correlation? Okay, we just said, can we like... just Gina say something games, that's like correlated or
Gina, these hard ass games what
because one word it's like
but like that's a, like okay for example if I wasn't in here and I didn't say bicycle that if you would have said Dalmatian
right.
and then you said abundance
yeah mm-hmm.
maybe you guys would have been like 101 because thinking of like 101 okay. Dalmatians
all right
would have came down
yeah. okay so got, now I get it so that all right let's me and Karen do it. I think three.
You know
eight
what?
Is
100%.
Yeah.
Let's try with
yeah,
two.
Yeah, I think.
And
yes.
I will be the monitor here.
That's it. Okay. All right, let's try.
Okay, I love this. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Money.
Shoes.
I have truth and money.
I have
right?
shoes. Shoes.
Shoes.
I have shoes
and money. Okay. There's correlations there, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's broad.
Doesn't matter. Let's okay. get to it. Three, two,
wait,
one.
Wait, wait, wait. What? There's another part. Are we doing?
You have to find another. So you think of another word that correlates with shoes and money.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Stores.
Path. You said what?
Path.
Path?
I said stores.
Stores? Okay.
Well, what?
No. We're going to get there.
Okay.
Find a correlation between path and stores.
Oh, God.
Three.
Wait, hold on. I'm feeling pressure. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Wait, I'm still not ready. Okay, go ahead.
Three, two, one.
Mall.
First of all, Pharaoh.
He's still thinking. He's still processing.
He really was.
Sorry, I've been fasting. My brain's not moving. It's quick. So, and it gave me pressure. I'm feeling hot. Okay, so we gotta do it again because mall is a good one.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So let's keep mall and let's keep stores. This is not how this game goes, but okay.
God.
Mall and stores. Three, two, one.
Spending.
Oh.
That was close.
Oh, yeah. Close.
That was close.
What, that, can we just do that one? Go to the next round?
It damn. Has to be the same word.
Oh, damn. Okay.
So
right.
purchase and yeah. spending?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, guys. There's yeah. a word that you guys can say.
Yes, here. Yes. I think we yeah. both got it.
Three, two, one.
Money.
Yes! We got it!
Good job!
You see, it starts with.
Wow, yes.
When you get it.
Right, yeah.
It's
okay.
God.
Okay, no, that's fun. All right, Gina. All right. Shit, but give him some pressure. Armpits kind of hot.
Especially when I said bicycle, when you guys
have
like, ain't no way.
No, yeah, it is harder with three. It would definitely be harder with three.
I think we'll have to work our way up.
But I love it though.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
I wasn't sure at first, but I'm like, oh,
okay.
All see, right. I love the evolution of this because first I said no trivia, and I
yeah. of course
no trivia, and then it was try the word. Can we get a little hint? And then I was just like, where is this going? And when it's got,
yeah, it's human nature. Hey, we're so gross as people. We don't like change
yeah.
as human beings. We're just like, just give me what I know. God.
But and then, when I first saw this, when I'm seeing them do, I'm like, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I had the same like reaction, like, what are the rules here?
Mm-hmm.
How did we get here? And how did this, because it was a viral thing at some point, you know, mm-hmm. on okay. social media or podcasts and stuff like that. And I was just like, I will try it.
Mm.
Okay. So,
all right, it was fine.
Congratulations.
Thanks,
that was
Gina.
Our first iteration of Say the Same Thing.
Whew.
And we got there.
Okay. All right.
And we got there quickly, too.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
You want to do another?
Oh, no, I'm good.
I was about to say, I was like,
beginner's luck.
Pressure.
No,
pressure.
No, don't take away from what you did. You guys did great there.
Yeah, we figured it out.
Great.
We figured it out.
So I grind, you grind, and sometimes we need to ungrind together. That's Ungrind My Gears with Gina the Great. We'd like to thank our special guests. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, and Drew in the Stew. Do you have any shout-outs? Let's start with you, Karen. Yeah.
Shout outs.
Okay, well, I want to shout out. Well, obviously, my business, mm-hmm. the employees that are my amazing team that works with me. Mm-hmm. So the team of Lucky Scale, I want to shout you guys out. Special, special, special shout out to Mark Malik. Yes, special shout out because thanks to him, I'm able to connect with Farrah, you guys, a community.
Yep.
Special shout out to the OFC community.
Thank you, Queen. Yep.
And also Nifi from Montreal Vendors. Special, special shout out to her because she has been so hands-on with the Vision Board event.
Amazing.
So, yeah, special shout out to her.
Cool.
Awesome. My shout-outs go out to Capricorn Nation. Happy birthday to Jawan. Happy birthday to Emmanuel Imani. Happy birthday to Pam. Happy birthday to... Oh my goodness. Now I'm thinking there's so many that I have to... Ooh, did I miss somebody? No, that's next week. But happy birthday to you guys because that's all in like the first 10 days of the month. And also, again, just shout out to Mr. Jones, Samuel Isaiah Jones, who transitioned on the 31st. They had his service last Thursday. It was a beautiful homegoing. He inspired the community. He was such an inspired man too. It was not a conventional homegoing. He was a spiritualist as opposed to anything else. So it wasn't your conventional religious homegoing. But to that, everyone had some really, really wonderful words to say about him. And he was true to form, a good man who was good to his community, young and old. Mm-hmm. So shout out to him.
Gone too soon. So shout out OFC community again, just for being the community, for being the example of excellence, for supporting each other. Shout out to my family that puts up with my shenanigans regularly. Shout out to Karen for coming down. Definitely appreciate you, Queen. Shout out to the ancestors, always giving thanks. You guys already know. Shout out to myself. I am pretty dope. I always like to just, you know, acknowledge my awesomeness. And I feel there's one more. Oh, right. Kim Dominic. Kim Dominic and King Chosen One that we connected with last week, and I had an opportunity to go to their event. Kim Dominic's Mad Poetics. Kim and King Chosen's ones, like, just hearing his words, I was blessed to be able to, and it was like I had mentioned at the top of the show, I got his book and stuff like that, but it's awesome to be able to hear brothers express themselves, be vulnerable, you know, show that as men, like, we can be vulnerable too, you know, and we can, you know, like, be transparent and be honest. And so shout out to him for being that example to the community. That's it. Peace and blessings.
Kings and queens, this was the OFC Podcast Radio with Farrah Hammond Freeman, Queen Kaya, and myself, Gina the Great. We're on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. Stay blessed and highly favored.
OFC Podcast Radio.